Christian went to see if perhaps he might wake them, and cried, "You are like those who sleep on top of a mast, for the Dead Sea is under you, a gulf that has no bottom. Awake, therefore, and come away, and if you are willing, I will help you take off your shackles." He also told them, "If he that goes about like a roaring lion comes by, certainly you will become prey for him." With that they looked at him, and began to reply in this manner. Simple said, "I see no danger." Sloth said, "Let me sleep a little more." And Presumption said, "I can make it myself without any help from you." So they lay down to sleep again, and Christian went on his way. Yet he was troubled to think that men in such danger should think so little of his kindness in freely offering to help them, both by awakening them, counseling them, and offering to help them remove their chains. And as he was troubled about that, he spied two men come tumbling over the wall on the left side of the narrow way, and they hurried to catch up to him. The name of the one was Formalist, and the name of the other Hypocrisy. So, as I said, they drew up to him, and he entered into conversation with them. "Gentlemen, where do you come from and where are you going?" Christian asked. Formalist and Hypocrisy replied, "We were born in the land of vainglory and are going to Mount Zion for the purpose of doing a praiseworthy thing." "Why didn't you enter at the gate which stands at the beginning of the way? Don't you know that it is written that he who does not come in by the door but climbs up some other way is a thief and a robber? To go to the gate for entrance is considered too far by all our countrymen. Therefore the usual way is to take a short cut and climb over the wall as we have done." "But won't it be considered a trespass against the lord of the city where we are going to thus violate his revealed will?" asked Christian.
"As for that, don't trouble yourself about it. For what we did is according to custom, and we can produce, if need be, testimony that would attest that it has been so for more than 1,000 years.
"But will your practice hold up in a court of law?"
"That custom being so long a standing over 1,000 years would doubtless now be admitted as legal by an impartial judge. And besides, if we get into the way, why does it matter which way we get in? If we are in, we are in. You came in at the gate, and we came tumbling over the wall. In what way is your condition better than ours?"
"I walk by the rule of my master," said Christian.
"You walk by the ignorant working of your own imagination."